Welcome to episode 8 of my Very Cavolt podcast, The Legend of PJ Famicom. On the show, I let my computer randomly pick songs for my solo albums. I explain them a little bit and play the track for you. Our first song today is one I do like a lot. It's called Andrew, I'm Pretty Legit, from my tape, The Diamond Rainbow. One time, my friend Andrew Virgo told me, PJ, I kind of know you're pretty legit. And I took it as such a compliment. Andrew was like an older brother to me for a while. We were in a band called The Cougs with our drummer friend JD Dunlap. Andrew handled most of the vocals and I played bass. I'd call our music jangly punk. Andrew knew a lot of jazz chords and major blues stuff on guitar. I tried to add rhythm and melody on bass with a sort of new wave flair. In 2010, Andrew drove Justy and I on his first solo tour. We had some of the best times. Brotherly relationships can be tough, though. There are ups and downs. I wish I was better at keeping my brain together and treating people better. I'm getting better at it. I don't think Andrew and I have had any of the up times like we did back then. For this track, I asked my friend Adrian Chi to record some backup vocals and send them over email. At the time, she was my favorite vocalist that I knew personally. I guess my idea for what I wanted her to do wasn't possible. I probably would have taken anything and put it on the track, though. So the song is just me. My parts were recorded on my 4-track on the back porch of 165 MLK. During the period when I actually did live on the back porch, rent was $75 a month. Let's rock this jam. Andrew, I love you, dog. Andrew, I'm pretty legit. This next track is from The Good Lord Sent a Whale to Swallow Me, recorded and mixed by Nash Bruce. Daniel Bishop did the drumming on it, for sure. He was a drummer. I wasn't. The track I have is called When I Grow Up, but I feel like the song title was actually When I Grow Up, I Want to Be a Wizard. Either way, I love it. I love that I started doing instrumental tracks that were influenced by video game music and eventually evolved into me just goofing off. Back in 2005, I used to tell everyone that once I got my life together, I was going to become a hermit. I loved seeing my friends, but I was also kind of floating around Central Illinois for a long time, usually being kind of an inconvenience. I wanted to someday be in a place all by myself And if people actually wanted to see me, they could. It's too bad I ended up living too far away for most of my old friends to do that. I've never lived alone either. Oh well. That's why I need to keep hitting the road to see my old peeps. Let's do this jam. When I grow up. Our third track today is called A Bridge Grew Out of These Walls. It's from my album The Inside Voices, recorded in 2006 in Decatur, Illinois. I think almost every track from this album was recorded consecutively. It sounds like I was kind of wearing down when I did this track. It was track 18 from the album, and I did write and record the whole album in 3 days. There are definitely parts of the song that remind me of the Weaker Thans, which I think is weird. I probably didn't ever intentionally listen to that band. Though I'm sure there were plenty of songwriters in the sort of DIY indie rock scene who did rip them off. So maybe I was accidentally ripping off a ripoff of the Weaker Thans. Maybe someday I'll redo this song just so I can get a stronger vocal take. I think tight, hard rocking drums would be nice too. This jam, rock, let us. A branch grew out of these walls!
Oh, I'll hold on tight. I'll carefully climb your dragon to your spine. We're past the night, we're past the dark. I found a monster in this park. Oh. I see your tattoos, you've been many places. Do tell me with your faces. But where should I go? But where have I gone? Whisper the name, where do I belong? Got some change, but I can lose it. If I'm too smart, I'll have to prove it. It can't grow if I don't let it explore. Like I haven't waited 3 months before. Why'd you been, but really why not? If I stand here, how can I be caught? Why go back to my house if it's been so long? Cause then it will look like I've done something wrong. It's so easy not to try. I won't quit, I'll just say goodbye.
Okay, our next track today is called Rain Part 3. It is from The Wandering Floret, Part 1, and it is probably the first song I wrote for The Wandering Floret Octology. The Wandering Floret Part 1 is the only part of the Octology that was originally released on tape. It's one of the only two that I didn't end up just releasing myself. This Wandering Floret was released by Lost Sound Tapes, which was then out of Seattle and run by my friend John Manning. He's still doing great stuff, so check it out. Originally, the Wandering Floret Octology was going to be a concept album about a young woman who became an indentured gardener, but found herself escaping to different worlds through this one magic flower, the Wandering Floret. I do like the vibe of The Wandering Floret Part 1. I did a lot of weird percussive things, even though my rhythm was pretty bad. Maybe I should have just sequenced it all with FL Studio. Nah. If you can't handle sloppy tracks, then you probably can't handle me. I've re-recorded Rain Part 3 several times, but I've never managed to make a version that I want to release. It's such an epic jam. I will do it, though. My next album is called All Deep Cuts. It should come out early next year. I would just like at least a week in between drumming gigs to get my drum tracks recorded for the album. Also, I'm probably going to redo all of my bass tracks. Also, all the songs on it are unreleased tracks that I wrote in 2015, so it's not quite as fun to record as an album full of parts I've never played before. My album after All Deep Cuts is going to be called $100 Record. The download will be free, but I'm going to make a 12-inch LP, and it's going to cost $100. I have a lot of song ideas for that already. Well, now that I'm done dishing out the spoilers, let's do this track. Rain, Part 3.
I'll fly through up to a cloud for a dream. Late last night. Why is Saran Vias to jump in the air? In the sky. Please propel your petals so from your stem I can fly away from the rain. I could wait forever for it to stop, but it always comes back.
Song today is called About Us. This version is from a CDR I made in 2002 called Don't Open Until 7 O'Clock. The song was originally on my first solo acoustic album called Memories on Index Cards. For my CDR Don't Open Until 7 O'Clock, I re-recorded a few of the songs from my older CDR using my computer and using the moniker Super Famicom. The microphone I used was one that came included with some Jungle Book video adventure game for Windows 95. One time I clipped it onto the inside of my acoustic guitar, and it sounded pretty good. I don't know if that track will ever find its way back to me, though. For this track, I used Acid DJ as my digital audio workstation. The only effect I used on the track was the normalizer in Windows Sound Recorder. The lyrics are vaguely about my first romantic relationship. I don't know why I tried to draw song topics from my own life when I read so many fantasy books. My life had been very short and pretty uneventful. It was also pretty lame of me to say she never cared in the lyrics. Oh well. I sold copies of Don't Open Till 7 O'Clock for a dollar in my school hallways. I considered it a demo and didn't even make album art for it. So here you have it. One of the first acoustic guitar songs I ever wrote. It's kind of silly and angsty, but that's okay. That was the thing to do. I was 16. Let's rock this jam about us.
On top of this and sinking in. Days have passed, but you're still there. Wasted years spent with them now are gone. We're all we have left, and here we belong. You're not mine, I'm not yours. No matter how much I want this, I'll lose it like before. You're not mine, I'm not yours. No matter how much I want this, I'll lose it like before. The soft feel of the tips of your hair. You've lost so much that you couldn't bear. All I can wonder is why. It feels so nice, but could be wrong. You're not mine, I'm not yours. No matter how much I want this, I'll lose it like before. You're not mine, I'm not yours. No matter how much I want this, I'll lose it like before. Maybe it's really all a mistake. Maybe we're really just a mistake. There was so much you wouldn't let me know. Why did I care so much? Maybe it's really just a mistake. Maybe it's really all a mistake. There was so much you wouldn't let me know. And you never cared.
Thanks for checking out this episode of my little show. Next week, we'll be listening to tracks from Punishing the Faithful, The Wandering Floret, Part 2, The Diamond Rainbow, Purpose Defeated, and My Split with Real Life Tigers. So, thanks. Have a good one.